Okay, I figured something out. Listening to Macron very closely and kind of examining Donald Trump's body language, listening to the statements from the new German guy, and whatever her name is, the head of the European Union, putting out a letter. Macron's statements back in 2020? I don't exactly remember when it was. I'll have to look it up. I have it, though. Macron was saying that the same thing she just said recently. He was saying that they need to build a European army to defend themselves against, potentially against, the United States. Okay, Macron said that several years ago. And then the head of the EU woman, I can't remember her name right now, put out a letter stating the same thing. And it said to defend Europe from the Russians and the United States. So this is the language that's coming out. So from this and some of the things that Macron said, I figured out what the Europeans want from us. And I can explain it pretty simply. Since January 20th, 2025, when Trump was sworn in, there hasn't been a single Western guided missile fired into Russian territory. The only thing they've been able to get in there is some of their own Ukrainian-made drones. Storm Shadows from UK or wherever they came from. The Attackums, these mid-range missiles and stuff that can be fitted with different kinds of warheads. But the longer range ones that they were taking out oil refineries and power plants and everything like that in Russia with. Not a single one has been fired since Donald Trump took office. The reason for that is that the Europeans, that the only NATO country with the capabilities to create the target package and load it into the missiles is the United States. And I'm assuming at this point that I believe, I'm not sure which European countries have nukes, but I think France, maybe the UK. I'm getting the impression that they couldn't even fire a nuke without the U.S. controlling it. So basically, with all this talk about creating their own military, and Macron demanding, in a way, cooperation with electronics and different, more of our sophisticated stuff. My guess, is that they don't even have access, independent access to our satellites. So they can't even, without the United States, the Europeans can't even use the satellites to monitor the Ukrainian, the battle space, or the Russia. This was all being done by the Biden administration, providing launch, the missiles, and then the launch capabilities and the targeting packages, programming the missiles to hit those targets, even picking the targets for, you know, the most what they considered to have the most effect on the Russian population freaking out because these missiles were taking out power plants and stuff, threatening nuclear plants, threatening towns, cities with these attack-ems and stuff. I believe the Europeans are demanding access to that capability. And Donald Trump can't give them that access and that capability, because he knows damn well if he does, the Europeans would go along with the Ukrainians and resume the use of medium to long range missiles, and perhaps even providing some more sophisticated cruise missiles, which would basically start World War III. Now, the Russians are fully aware that the United States is in complete control of all the satellites and all of the missile targeting systems from space. All the encryption, all everything, you know, that Europeans would need to launch missiles. So when you think about the European Union, and then the new chancellor or whatever of Germany saying they want to build their own army so that they can decouple from the United States. They would need access to our satellites and all and everything we have that controls all those systems. And I'm sure we have built-in kill switches on stuff that's in the theater. Even now, you know, I'm sure that if we send a missile defense system to Ukraine, the United States would have to activate it they would have to enter the activation codes into the main system that operates the I can't remember what they're called. Yeah, the defense missiles, ones that the Israelis have and all that. So therein lies the problem with the Europeans. And therein lies the hostility they're showing towards the United States right now. And I believe that because Macron has made these statements before, and because the new German chancellor is making these statements, the head of the EU is making these statements about breaking away from the U.S. militarily, they want control of all those systems. They want control capabilities of all those systems. They want us to transfer or set up their ability to use all of those NATO assets that are in space. And so on. And my opinion is we have to say no. Right now is the time where we have to tell the Europeans no. Because Macron was insisting that we share our capabilities in electronics, in I would say our electronic warfighting capabilities, like jamming and everything. But we would have to give that to them, because they are definitely decades behind us in their ability to set up their own. I doubt that they could even build a system where they could use anything that they have. They would have to rebuild from the ground up. Missiles. They'd have to put up their own satellites. I don't know a single European country that has a space program. So right now they're sitting in the dark, because we've switched off any ability to fire missiles. We disarmed the Europeans in that way. If they want to know something, they have to call us and ask. So, I think I'm right on this. It's hard to see, but if you rewind and you look at everything, you look at all the rhetoric, I think you might agree with me. So, that's all I have on that.